Well, welcome to Geo Talk for episode 59, April 2010, coming to you from the Oz Mega Wagga Wagga Mega Event here in southern New South Wales. It's been a fantastic event held over the last couple of days with close to about 700 geocaches made up from about 330 teams across the country and from overseas. And over the next, half an hour or so, even longer, we're going to bring you some interviews of bits of audio that we've captured over the last 2 days as we talk to geocachers about the event, about geocaching in general, and a whole range of other topics. So sit back, relax, and listen to the highlights of the Oz Mega Wagga Wagga Mega Event. Standing here at the GeoCoin table, and I bump into it's Team Web Guy. Webby, how are you going?
Yeah, good, mate.
What's the most interesting GeoCoin that you've seen so far?
There's actually some really nice ones. There's an iCoin there, which is shaped like an iPhone. But there's some really nice ones here that are shaped like New South Wales, which are really cool.
Very nice.
And there's lots of achievement ones that sort of make me pale into insignificance with 5,000 numbers on them, so that's just scary.
I think we'll get there one day, don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying the event?
No, it's awesome. The weather's been amazing. I just wish I'd camp out here instead of staying at a caravan park, but we just didn't know what the weather was going to do, so next time we'll be camping out.
Live and learn, we'll go next time. Will you enjoy the GeoCoins?
Thank you very much.
Well, here at the Mega event, I'm catching up with P-Press, Peter and Catherine, who used to be from Victoria, but now have moved up to New South Wales, so they found a state where they're the highest cache finders. Welcome to Geo Talk. Tell us a bit about where you've moved to.
Hi, Darren. We've moved to the loveliest place on the central north coast, Port Macquarie. We've been going there for about 30 years, and we decided to finally do something about it and actually put roots there. So made the big move. We had our son living with us for so many years, so we decided to kick him out of house by leaving house. And
now there's only one problem though with Port Macquarie, isn't there? There's a lack of caches.
Well, there were quite a few caches, but within about 3 weeks we cleaned them up, and now we've got a radius of about 250 kilometres to do a cache.
So look out Hunter Valley. It looks like they're coming down your way. So you've been at the Mega event this weekend. How have you found it?
Well, as expected, to try and meet up with so many people and meet up with a lot of the people that we've got on our GOP Press coin. It was about 80 teams that we previously met, so we're just trying to meet up with them again. But the organisers here, of course, have done a magnificent job, and the entertainment's been fantastic.
And Catherine, what's been the highlight for you?
Oh, catching up with all, I must say, the Victorian caches that we're very good friends with. That's been the best part for me. I miss everybody a lot.
Okay. And if you were to predict when and where the next mega event would be, where do you think?
I reckon it'll be in South Australia. Those guys like to have a challenge, and they'll probably get together and concoct something soon, which we don't really, we wouldn't like to go to because it was hard enough to get here.
Well, thanks for joining us.
All right, thanks.
When you come to a mega event, you don't get anything much bigger than Big Matt and Shell. Welcome to the podcast.
G'day, Darren. Thank you.
Now, I heard a rumour that you found a 5-5 cache at this event.
We did. There was a team of four of us. It was very much a team effort, but yeah, it was well worth the trip.
And have you enjoyed the weekend?
It's been fantastic. The organisation's been superb, so it's been a great time.
Yeah. And the highlight for you?
I just think they're getting out and meeting all the different people. There's a lot of faces we haven't seen, so we've had a great time. Mm-hmm.
And how have the puppies enjoyed it?
Oh, they're having a ball.
Here's a name that I recognise, Slater and Smurf. Welcome to Geo Talk and at the Oz Mega event.
Oh, thank you.
G'day, how are you?
Now, how long have you been caching?
We started Christmas 2001, I think. Eddie brought a GPS back from the US, and I think Christmas Day we logged into the site and found one nearby, and I think we had one that afternoon.
And you spent a number of years in the US, is that right?
Yeah, we spent 4 years in the US, in Seattle, so yeah, close to the home of caching. It was good fun.
Okay. Did you attend any mega events over in the US?
No, we didn't get to, unfortunately. A little bit busy with work, but that's just the way it is. And, yeah.
A quick question a lot of people ask, those people who have been to the US and cache in Australia, any difference that you find between the two countries?
Cache density, I think, is one thing. I guess in Australia you've got to go, particularly if you've been caching a while, you've got to go a bit further to find areas, particularly like here in Walgett, that have got a huge density. But in the US, I think it's a little easier to find big pockets like that. Also, the earth caches seem to be a lot more popular over there with the national parks as well. We managed to pick up a few while we were out and about.
Yeah, okay. And the highlight for the event this weekend?
Getting out with the kids. we've got our two Glowbug and Little Bluey, our two kids, and just seeing them enjoy the Easter egg hunt this morning and meeting up with some friends that we haven't seen from Adelaide for 5 or 6 years.
It's really about the people this weekend, isn't
very
it?
Much absolutely. So. Very much.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Not a problem.
I'm here with a group of people from different parts of Melbourne. Introduce yourself very quickly.
I'm Keith from Dark and Stormy.
I'm Matthew from Dark and Stormy.
Dave from Squalid.
Judy from Squalid.
Peter from Fitland, and we're from Bendigo, not Melbourne.
Helen from Fitland.
Okay, well, yeah, we should point out that Bendigo's a little bit north of Melbourne. It's not quite part of the city. And we've got one other person.
Sharon from Dark and Stormy.
Now, first of all, congratulations. You guys won a prize on the weekend, didn't you?
We did. We won a draw from Friday night, and Sheridan actually got up on stage last night.
Oh, excellent. Was that fun, Sheridan?
Yeah, it was lots of fun. Yeah.
All right, I'll quickly ask you, what's been the highlight of the weekend? What have you really enjoyed about it?
Getting the big bear, the big Pooh Bear.
Just generally meeting other people we've met through caching and just catching up, doing a few of the event caches.
Collecting path tags.
Path tags. Been a lot of those floating around.
You know, socialising with a lot of old mates.
Oh, I thought the fireworks were pretty fantastic.
The mammoth organisation that's gone into it, they've certainly set a very high standard for mega events in Australia. They really have.
Excellent. Just an amazing setup.
Well, there you go. There's a few highlights, all varied, and it looks like whoever's going to take on this mega event in the future has got a pretty tall order, but I'm sure being Australians we can do it, can't we? Here with one of the organisers of the event, Baz from Baby and Mrs. Gopher. How are you going?
Going well, mate.
And how's the event going from your perspective?
Darren, to see the smiles on the faces, it makes it all worthwhile.
So does that mean you'll be doing it again next year?
No.
No, actually, you've done a fantastic job, and chatting to everyone, they've really enjoyed it. I mean, what's been the highlight for you, apart from the smiling face, you personally?
Just the social part of it, to meet and talk to so many people and be part of a secret society, because really that's what we are. It's tremendous.
Well, yeah. Thanks once again for the fantastic job you've done this weekend and in the years leading up to it.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you.
Well, this is a pretty exciting moment. This is there's a helicopter about to fly over everyone at the mega event, and it's about to drop, I think it's 300 sponge balls, 200 sponge balls, and on three of them are major prizes. And this could turn into mayhem here as the helicopter begins to float over the crowd and drop these sponge balls, and there's going to be about, I think, about 300 or 400 people fighting for these 200 balls. So let's see how it goes. The helicopter's just about over us now. There's a box in the side, it's opening up, and here come the balls. They look more like cubes. Anyway, they're falling. Let's see if we can get one. Nothing on that one. Yeah. Well, here I am with a group of Tasmanians who have come up to the mainland for the mega event. Quickly go around the table and see who they are.
I'm Rob Taz.
Chris from Cheesy Pigs.
Piglet.
Cached.
And what's been the highlight of the weekend for you guys?
Oh, just the organisation and the event and all the caches that are about, and the quizzes and that they've done have just been amazing. I don't know how they thought them up.
It's been very well planned, well put together. Really enjoyed it.
And just a fantastic opportunity to get together and meet all the names and things that you've seen around over the years on the forums, and it, to put names to faces is just fantastic.
And Piglet, what have you enjoyed most about the weekend?
The Easter egg hunt.
And how many eggs did you find?
Oh, I don't know many. I don't know how many, but I got a lot.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. All right, have a good weekend. So here I am with Gary from Honeysucker over in Dimboola in Victoria. Tell us roughly, where, for those people who don't know when Dimboola is, where is it?
It's halfway between Melbourne and Adelaide, so right in the middle on the Western Highway.
Okay, do you get many caches out there?
Quite a few people going through, but there's not a great deal of caches out there.
So where would you go caching when you looking for your fix?
Well, I head to Adelaide quite regularly, and down to Melbourne. So we go both to Adelaide and Melbourne, and across to Bendigo a few times. So,
all right. So you're not used to travelling around a little bit. Bit of a travel for here. You enjoyed the weekend?
Oh, we've had a ball. Yeah, absolute ball. Yeah, we've got our rule fix yesterday. Got out and did a whole heap yesterday. So
you're doing that Monopoly run around
the world? No, wife did the Monopoly run. And
how'd you go with that?
Oh, lousy.
There were some tough ones out there, weren't there?
Yeah, there were. We had trouble with a couple. But Gary's trying to get to 1,000 caches this weekend, so he's in for the numbers game. He's got under 40 to go.
Okay, it's under 40. So you think you'll get it this weekend?
Oh, I hope so. Yeah, we're going to go out this afternoon and have another go, see if we can get the numbers pretty close. So. Right.
And for someone from Dimboola, that's a pretty good feat to hit 1,000 caches.
At the moment, present time, I've got the closest cache to home is 63 kilometres away. So and that's a level 5 cache. So.
And that compares to someone like myself, smack in the middle of Sydney, who's got about 2,500 in my 50k radius. And what's been the highlight for the weekend for you?
The best bit.
Camaraderie of everybody getting together and seeing a whole group of caches together and having good friends and things like that. It's coming from the country, you just don't get to mingle like we have this weekend. It's been fantastic.
Made some great friends and people we're going to catch up with again. It's been fantastic that way.
Okay, seems to be the theme of the weekend, friendship and meeting people. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
You got to be careful when you come to these mega events. Sometimes you come across some shady characters from the Central Coast. Give us your best pirate call.
Yeah, Aravaski.
How are you guys found the event? I should point out too, I'm with Pesky and Shifter Brains. Pesky?
Morning. It's been so good I've lost my voice already. The event's fantastic. I didn't expect to meet so many people that I've seen on the forums and online everywhere, but it's great to catch up with them and put names to faces.
Yeah, so many new names and faces, people that we've, you know, heard of and that, and we've just, it's been great. The caching's been good. There's been some great challenges that they've put forward for us, so it's been excellent.
And the weather's been pretty good as well.
Weather's been very kind to us, a little bit of wind, but apart from that, it's been great. Mm-hmm.
Now, you guys put on some pretty good events on the Central Coast. Any chance of the next mega event being there?
Oh, we could be convinced, we could be talked into it, perhaps. If we can get a bit of support from some more locals, it'd be good.
Well, we've had the sort of the sneaky thought about it, but, as we just see if we can get enough support.
Well, I'm standing here behind the tables with all the travel bugs and geocoins, and they're all being laid out into different groups, those heading to Sydney and New South Wales, those heading to Melbourne and Victoria, heading to Queensland, to the ACT, to South Australia, to WA, and heading anywhere that they can get out of here, I suppose. I'm going to bail up someone and ask them, what's been your favourite TB looking across the tables? I should get you to introduce yourself. What's your name?
Kyle.
And what team are you with?
Cyril.
And what's your what's been a coin or a travel bug that you've seen that stood out?
I like the eye cache one. I think it's called.
Do you prefer coins or travel bugs?
Coins.
And do you have any of your own?
No.
Okay. Did you bring any to the event?
No.
Oh, your dad did. Okay, so you'll be taking some home with you back to South Australia?
Probably.
And here's someone from Coffee and Cache. Who have I got here?
Tim.
Okay, Tim, you're looking at some of the coins and travel bugs. What in particular are you looking for?
Ones to take a picture of with my phone so I can discover them when I get home.
Okay. Now, there's so many. I mean, it's almost impossible to discover all of them. So what do you look for when you're looking for those that you want to discover?
For the interesting ones. Like, there was one before. It was a lettuce. It said, lettuce go caching.
And is that something you're always asking Dad?
Yeah.
Or is he dragging you out?
Bit of both, actually.
And have you enjoyed this weekend?
Yes, it's great.
What's the highlight?
I don't know. There's a lot of good things. Maybe the balloon, maybe the helicopter, maybe the Easter eggs. I don't know.
And the fireworks.
Yes, yeah. Definitely the fireworks.
I think that's just about summed it all up. All right, well, there's people of all ages here at the mega event, and I'm here with one of the younger visitors. What's your name?
Lachlan.
And what team are you with, Lachlan?
I'm in Cyril.
Okay. And you're from South Australia, is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Bit of a home of geocaching. Do you like geocaching?
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Okay. Now, you've been here this weekend in Wagga. Have you had a lot of fun?
Yeah.
And what's been the best thing that you've had at this event?
I think it would be the fireworks.
Okay. Yeah, they were pretty spectacular. They went on for a while. What about the helicopter drop this morning? There was a lot of dust around, wasn't there?
Yeah, that was really fun too.
And I see that you were lucky enough. You got one of those foam balls that dropped from the helicopter.
Yeah. And I got a duck with it.
And is it one of the ones that make a noise?
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Thanks for joining us on GeoTalk.
Thank you.
Well, you wouldn't guess who's just floated into the event. I've got standing next to me.
Phil from Sandwalkers.
Matt from Sandwalkers.
Okay, and if you don't quite recognise the voice like I just did, these are the guys who were on the hot air balloon that featured in the previous GeoTalk, and you've got that fantastic YouTube video up as well.
Growing up is optional.
Yeah. Now, tell us, you, in the call you described that you actually found a cache, I think it was, on Springbank Island, is that right?
That was Justin. He flew in and landed it there a little while ago.
Okay.
Last night he was flying the mini balloon here. Did you see that?
Yeah, no, it was fantastic, and all the kids enjoyed it. And yeah. And you were up in that balloon ride that we saw in the video. Was that your first trip up in a balloon?
Yeah.
And was it your first geocache that you'd gone looking for, or have you been caching previously?
We've been caching previously.
So how many are you up to?
350.
So the actual place, I mean, how did you work out where to hide the cache? Were you looking on the GPS as you were floating down and trying to manoeuvre to find a spot that was blank?
As we were floating down, we were flying over every strip of tree that there was, and we were running out of spaces to land a balloon. Yeah.
And as far as we know, this is the first hide in a hot air balloon, is that right?
Justin certainly thinks so. I hope so.
Now, you've been here at the mega event for the weekend. How have you found it?
It's lots of fun.
And what's been the best bit?
Not sure.
You like the pirate trail?
Oh, yeah, that was lots of fun.
Yeah. And there's been so many other things, the fireworks, the Easter egg hunt. I mean, there was a helicopter drop. You didn't get bowled over in the helicopter drop, did you?
No.
I was expecting that to turn into a water fight. I thought they'd come down as wet balls.
That would have been interesting, and with all that dust as well, we would have a big muddy patch. Well, thanks for joining us on GeoTalk.
Thank you for having us.
Bye.
Well, one of the big hits of the mega event seems to be path tags. I mean, 12 months ago, we were all saying path what? But it seems to explode. I'm here at a fantastic display. I'm here with Margot from Crane 2 in South Australia. How are you?
Howdy. I've been looking forward to meeting you because I actually listen to your program, GeoTalk. Whenever I drive to Adelaide, I need to fill in 3 hours. And last time I flew to Germany, I downloaded a whole heap of podcasts and GeoTalks and listened to them all the way in the plane.
Well, now I'm feeling embarrassed. Now, you've got a number of folders here with path tags, and you've got a necklace made out of them as well. How many path tags do you have?
Well, before I came to the event, I had 1,873. But I've traded about 200 tags in the last 2 days, so when I get home, I'll have 2,000.
And when did you get into the path tag craze?
January 2008.
Okay. So. And have you, they've really exploded in the last few months, haven't they?
That's right. I think that we really did a lot of talking to people about the event. We decided that we would have a theme of crows because Wagga Wagga means place of many crows, and people really took that on board with their designs. And so FireSafe's got a crow holding a fire extinguisher, and I've got Crane 2 dancing with the crows, and Rocky Glen Grommets have got a crow bar and a crow band. And I think it's going to look really fantastic in my album to have this one page of Wagga Wagga tags that have mainly got a lot of, not everybody's gone with the theme, but it's going to look excellent, I think.
Now, we spoke to the creators of Path Tags a few episodes back, and one of the things they talked about is the difference between these and coins is it's more about the relationships and the meeting people. I mean, do each of your Path Tags sort of have a story? Are there some that stand out more than others?
Yeah. I could tell you where I found everyone that I've got in my collection that I have found. And even with 2,000 tags, you can look at a tag and nearly always say, oh, that's one of Jellyfish's tags, or I traded for that one with Stamp Teacher. And I have to say, I really enjoy the online community at the Path Tags Forum. And it's been fabulous meeting two of the people that I've been talking to online, live here, Jellyfish and Wandering Starfire. And that is a big part of it. Every night going home and checking out the forums and making comments, not just about Path Tags, but about all sorts of things.
Now, the event has also been very much about people and getting together. I mean, what other highlights have there been for you at this event?
Oh, the fireworks last night were just out of this world. When you think there were probably 1,000 people here, and we saw a spectacular that you might have in a huge Christmas event in a city. So that was a real highlight. The Path Tag trading at the tent has been like being on the floor of the Stock Exchange. The Botanic Gardens at Wagga Wagga, when we were doing the event, the Monopoly game. There's a series of real caches and the game caches in there, and that was just absolutely out of this world as well.
I was going to ask, this is a geocaching event in its core. Have you done any caching?
Yes, we actually managed 12 real caches yesterday, GC caches. And as well as that, we've been doing the Monopoly game that is part of this event. And we hope we win a prize.
I think we all do. Well, look, it's fantastic looking through your display. And, I mean, we've talked about Path Tags over the last couple of episodes, so everyone's got no excuse not to find out or know about them and check them out. Thanks for joining us on GeoTalk, Margot.
Oh, it's been great to meet you. It's really excellent to meet people in person that you've only heard online. So, great. Thank you.
Well, it's coming to the end of a very long weekend here at the Mega Event, and I've bumped into someone who's travelled all the way across the Pacific Ocean. Who are you and where are you from?
It's Simic, and my real name's Audra Allen. I'm from Austin, Texas, Central Texas.
Now, this is your first mega event, isn't it?
Yes, my very first mega event. I haven't been able to attend any back in the States, and when I saw this one post, I thought, oh, I've got to go to that mega event. It's going to be hard to top.
Now, you've been here for a couple of days. How have you found both the mega event and Wagga Wagga?
It's absolutely beautiful here. The caches that I've done in the area have taken me to places that I would not have gone without geocaching. Of course, the people have been awesome.
Now, we spoke yesterday about the similarities between Australia and Texas. Tell us a little bit about both the climate and the people and the geocaching.
I've actually felt right at home here in Australia. The lighting has been the same, the big blue sky, the big starry skies at night. If it weren't for the different kinds of plants, the different kinds of animals and the accents, I really feel like I'm still in Texas.
Okay, now Wagga Wagga isn't the only place that you've been. You've been here for about a week or two, is that right?
Since March 25th.
Okay, so you travelled up north. Where did you go on your drive up? And I must say, well done for driving on the left-hand side of the road. It would be no easy feat, is it?
I was terrified. I rented my first car in Brisbane in the middle of the city, and I had to get to the south side to get to the Koala Sanctuary, and I was absolutely scared that I was going to turn down a street and be on the wrong side and cause a wreck or something, but I made it okay. I've actually had a in-car navigation system to help me get around, and even with that, I still made some wrong turns, but I would manage to get myself turned around. But I actually drove up to 1770 and visited the southernmost point of the Great Barrier Reef, Lady Musgrave Island, and got to do some snorkeling, and I hiked on the island there, and it was just absolutely beautiful. It was only a 24-hour trip, and I am so sad that I didn't get to spend more time there.
And earlier today, you actually headed up into the Snowy Mountains.
Yes, I went to Koryong. I wanted to visit the Man from Snowy River multi-cache. I actually had pegged that cache 3 years ago when I was planning my trip to Australia. Before the mega event was announced, I was already planning a trip. And I contacted the owner and asked them if the cache was going to be alive and well by the time I could come, and asked them to please keep it active so that I could find it, because Manfredonia River is actually my first knowledge of Australia, my first introduction to the continent and the culture that is out here in this region. And so I had to go do that cache today. So I actually rented a car just so I could drive the 2.5 hours over to Kooriong, find that cache and come back. But the Snowy River Mountains, you downplay your mountains because of New Zealand, but those are some beautiful mountains. They're all green right now. They're just absolutely gorgeous.
No, certainly. I've hiked up there a few times, and it is beautiful country. And this is a fantastic time of the year because the snow hasn't set in yet. And so anyone from whether even locals in Australia should be heading up there. Now, you're heading down to Melbourne next. What are you looking forward to down there?
I'm going to do some bike touring down there. And I've actually gotten some tips from some of the geocachers here at the mega event to go to some places and maybe catch some koalas in the wild.
There's been a lot of discussion about when the next mega event will be occurring in Australia and where will it occur. What advice do you give to any locals back in Texas or in the US that if they hear of the next Australian mega event, what advice will you give to them if they're thinking of coming along?
Oh, come, without a shadow of a doubt. It is so worth the trip. And, of course, you get the mega icon at the same time. And don't come just for the event. Come for the weeks around it. Plan it. Make it a big vacation, because there is so much to see here. You won't do it justice by just coming to an event. You won't be able to see it all. You'll be aching for more.
Well, thanks very much for coming along, for coming to Australia and coming to the mega event, and safe trip back to Texas.
It was good to meet you.
Here we are at the mega event, and we're trying to meet up with people from all across the country, and I finally managed to track someone from WA. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you very much.
Now, first of all, you have to tell us your name and where you're from.
Gary, I'm the Gary half of Oztrackers. My wife Helen is here as well.
Now, you've been geocaching for quite a while, haven't you?
Oh, 2.5 years, not quite 3 years yet.
And how long did it take you to get all the way across from WA?
Not long. Planes very quick these days. We flew over to Canberra and we spent a few days in Canberra first before driving down to Wagga.
Okay, you had me tricked. I thought you might have driven over. So you obviously found no caches along the way between here and the East Coast.
No, we got quite a few in Canberra. We love puzzle caches, and Canberra's full of them, so we really enjoyed ourselves there.
So how have you found the last 2 or 3 days here over the weekend?
Absolutely brilliant. Obviously our first ever experience of a mega event. This is sort of more what we thought big events would be like. I mean, we've been to a few smaller ones, and a lot of them are just sort of social gatherings without games and competitions in it. But this is what we really envisaged a good event would be like.
I was going to ask you, what has been the highlight for you this weekend?
I think it would be the pirate competition, the chance thing this morning. That was brilliantly done. I'd love to be able to log it as a real cache. But.
And tell us briefly a little bit about the caching scene over in WA, because we don't speak to people over in the West too often. Tell us, is it different from the East Coast at all? Are there any subtle differences?
Most of our East Coast experience has been in Queensland. We've had a couple of trips up there and not a lot of difference. Canberra, yes, there were quite a lot of puzzles. We have puzzle areas in WA too. Perth is not very puzzly at all. You can put out puzzle caches and hardly anybody goes to get them. But Albany, for instance, is full of absolutely brilliant puzzle caches, and the quality of their caches down there is just something to be seen, to be believed. It's fantastic.
All right, well, thanks for joining us on GeoTalk.
Thank you.
Well, here at the Oz Mega Sito, and I've bumped into Solomon family. How are you going, Phil?
G'day. Not too bad. It's a fantastic event. We've just come through, and all credit to the organising committee and sort of the whole family from Doncaster and Melbourne have really enjoyed themselves. Popping in the background there.
Yeah, they're doing the cleanup, packing up the balloons. There's a few popping going on. What was the highlight for you, Phil?
Look, I think it's just having the whole family together, right? It's not often we can all get together and to go out to caching together. And I think it was the hospitality of and the friendship of all the caches around us, right, really makes it.
Okay. Thanks for joining us. Well, it's Monday morning and everything's winding down at the Oz Mega Wagga Wagga event. And I'm here with three gentlemen who are looking fairly tired but also very relieved. And let's start first of all with Greg, who a lot of listeners will be familiar with. Greg, how are you feeling now that the event's almost over?
We're very relieved and very excited. We're very happy everyone has just had a brilliant weekend and a lot of fun and excitement for everybody.
Okay. And we've got two others here. We'll get them to introduce themselves because they've never been on GA Talk before.
G'day, my name's Byron. I go as Boy Racer. The event, I think, has been a great success. There's been an awful lot of preparation work and setup work. There's been a lot of things going on in the background to help make sure the event went smoothly. Been some pretty happy people about, so I think it's gone pretty good.
And Terry, you've been heavily involved as well. How do you think the event went off?
Oh, this is Terry, I'm Fred 6603. I think the event went off very well. I haven't had any negative feedback from any of the caches yet. Just been a great weekend and everybody seems extremely happy and I'm extremely relieved.
Now, I mean, for all of us who've attended the event, it's all gone off well and it's like we just rocked up on the Friday or maybe a day or two before. I mean, how much preparation has gone into something like this, Greg?
Yeah, we started a good 16 months ago, and then the serious plan started a good 12 months ago, and then the more serious work started a good 3 months ago, and then the last 3 months have just been absolutely full on, haven't they, fellas?
Yeah. This morning's Monday, and last Monday, 7 days ago, we rocked up on site with a bare paddock and had the task of turning it into a mega event. Everything from fencing, rubbish, toilets, catering, power, lighting, audio, all had to be set up in a matter of days leading up to the event. Somehow, with a few people and a lot of help from the volunteers, we got it done.
And Terry, what would you say has been the biggest challenge in pulling something like this off?
The biggest challenge? Well, number one, to make sure we got the 500 numbers. That was our biggest challenge. And probably the second biggest challenge is finding a site like this, which is a 15-acre reserve. Owned by the scouting group, which was available at a very good price. What else have we got?
And unofficially, I've heard that we got close to 700, so it's officially a mega event. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we knew we'd get to 700. We got registrations were well past 600, with still a month or so to go, and just about all turned up. The couple had to have some change of plans in the last couple of days, but easily almost 700 people. It was just brilliant.
Okay. Very quickly from each of you, the highlight of the weekend.
I'd have to give an absolute huge rap to the team called Team Crackers, the Southern Cross Fireworks from Melbourne, and their assistant was Full On Phil, a team called Full On Phil. Their fireworks display absolutely amazed the crowd, not just kids, all ages of people. It was just the best a lot of people had ever seen anywhere.
Byron, what was your highlight?
Oh, without doubt, the chocolate milk.
And Terry?
Well, I'd have to agree with Rooster Man. That was a fantastic show. Team Crackers and his sidekick Full On Phil, Southern Cross Fireworks. And the highlight for everyone was at the end of the fireworks, there was Oz Mega lit up in fireworks in giant letters.
Certainly was special. Now, you guys are going to relax, obviously, and not want to do anything like this for a while. What tips or what suggestions would you give to anyone who's going to tackle a mega event in
Don't
Australia?
Don't do it.
No, look, it did take a lot of work. We're all agreeing with that. It's seriously a lot of time out of your schedule, but we all had the time and we were able to do it. We started for nothing with no ability to to run a big event. We've had small events and we've all planned birthday parties and stuff like that. So you just do it on a bigger scale. So you contact us and we'll give you some guidelines and we'll send you on the way, because we would gladly travel to North Queensland. We would gladly travel to Tasmania, South Australia, Western Australia, Northern Territory or New Zealand to go to one of these any day.
And I did hear a rumour, though, Terry, that you have put your hand up for the 2070 mega event. Yeah. Is that right?
Yeah, I guarantee it. I'll run one in 60 years' time.
Okay. Better book that one in. Well, look, guys, thanks very much. I've had a fantastic time. I know the 700-odd people here have had a fantastic time. Well done on pulling off Australia's first mega event. Thank you.
Thanks,
Darren.
Cheers.
Thanks, Darren.
Well, that's all for this episode of Geo Talk. I hope you enjoyed those highlights from the Oz Mega Wagga Wagga Mega event. A few thank yous and emails just to get through quickly. First of all, got an email from Team Riddle. It says, nice to catch up with you at the event. Looking forward to the next podcast. Not much I can say about the event that hasn't already been said, but he's been reading through all the logs as they come through. Take care and hopefully we'll see you again soon. Thanks for that, Ian and Philip. Also, we've got a video for you to check out. Jay Pagelboy, who you know has popped up here and there on the podcast. He's got a YouTube video, some clips that he's put together, and there's certainly brings back memories, and even yours truly features in that video. And we got a few calls come in during the weekend from down at Wagga Wagga, but we're going to hold them off for next episode. So you'll hear those in a few weeks' time in episode 60. Now, finally, a big thank you to the organising committee for putting together the mega event. Without you guys, it wouldn't have happened. And so a big thank you to Baby and Mrs. Gopher, Boy Racer, Fred 6603, Hinkle Nater, Murph, Roosterman, The Farmers 5, and The Lucases. Well done to you guys on 18 months of really hard work that all came together for a fantastic weekend. And also to all the people that put their hand up for an interview. Look, sorry to a few of you. The recording button wasn't pressed by the man in charge, but hopefully we'll catch up with you for a future podcast. And a big thank you to the 700-odd geocachers who were down there that weekend. You certainly made it a fun time. Well, before we go, just a reminder that you can call in any audio for the show on 02800 50436. That's 02800 50436. Drop us an email at geotalkpodcast@gmail.com, and you can follow us not only on Facebook but also on Twitter. If you go to twitter.com/geotalkpodcast, you can follow any musings that I might have in between episodes. Well, that's all for this episode. In our next one, we're going to take a look at a new GPS that's coming out onto the market in Australia, and we're going to listen to the workings of a prankster during the Wagga Mega event. Until next time, safe geocaching.